This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Voters last November legalized healing centers where people can take psilocybin mushrooms in a therapeutic setting. Now the public can weigh in about how that should work. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
How do you test if a psychedelic mushroom is safe to consume? Are first responders ready to help people with bed trips? Who's going to grow all those mushrooms anyway? Those are the kind of questions that will be discussed at a series of online listening sessions hosted by state regulators. Dominique Mendiola is the senior director of Colorado's new Natural Medicine Division.
What are community members thinking? What is on their mind that we should be taking into account?
Colorado is set to start licensing psychedelic businesses late in 2024. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The U.S. Senate is back to work today with a lot that piled up while senators were gone. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Congress is facing a possible government shutdown at the end of the month. So while the Senate starts to move government spending bills, it will also look to pass a continuing resolution. But it may be tough to get one through the Republican-controlled House, which doesn't return until next week. The Senate must also address a big backlog of military promotions due to Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville's abortion protest. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State officials are working to place AmeriCorps volunteers with Colorado organizations. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Serve Colorado is accepting applications from nonprofits, universities, and local agencies. State officials are especially looking to place people in health care, including behavioral and mental health care, and green infrastructure that might include energy and water efficiency or solar installation programs. They're also targeting programs that advance racial equity. Serve Colorado, in particular, is seeking partners in rural and mountainous areas and low-income communities. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There are two new police dogs at the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. They're trained for searches and to apprehend fugitives. The dogs replace two others, one who retired this year and one named Jinx, who was killed in the line of duty. It's 6 minutes after 8. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.